And now to the suspects. There are some new details tonight about who they are. Also some new questions about what exactly the older brother was doing on a six-month trip to Russia and why the FBI investigated him 2 years ago and then cleared him. ABC's senior justice correspondent Pierre Thomas has been on that angle all day. Pierre, good evening to you.
Good evening, Dan. With the manhunt now over, the FBI is looking for a motive behind the bombings. Was anyone else involved? Where did they get that training?
Immigrants from the Russian Caucasus, the brothers came with their parents to the U.S. as children seeking refugee status. They thrived, attending top Boston schools. Older brother Tamerlan, 26, star athlete, Golden Glove boxer, pianist. Younger brother Johar, 19, had just become a U.S. citizen, ironically, on September 11th of last year. Once a lifeguard, he was an all-state wrestler and college student.
I certainly can't put it together that he was a person firing a weapon and potentially killing people.
Last night, the FBI acknowledged it interviewed Tamerlan in 2011 based on a tip from the Russians. The Russians said he was a radical Islamist preparing to leave the U.S., possibly for a trip to the Caucasus. After looking into Tamerlan's phone records, websites he visited, and associates, the FBI found no ties to terrorists. By law, FBI officials said, monitoring had to stop, barring new negative information.
Too many people in this country just like him that are touching extremist websites, that are espousing things that aren't particularly kind to Americans, but that's not against the law here.
Tamerlan's father said his sons couldn't have planned the attack because they knew the FBI was watching them. But they apparently were not, and never knew that a dark side of the two brothers had begun to emerge.